I'm Brad Locke, and you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Oh, I'm so glad to be back from Jackson. Spent a month there last week, James. That's what it felt like. Mm-hmm. I mentioned it earlier. You ever read those Percy Jackson books where they get sucked into that casino and lose all sense of time and place?
Yeah, and they keep getting, I think in the movie they're like fed something that's essentially like a psychedelic based in mythology, and they lose.
Well, I didn't get any of that, unfortunately, but spent a lot of hours at the Mississippi Coliseum last week covering the state basketball championships, so... Brendan went with me. He would be on the show, but he's got a baseball game tonight, so he's about to go home for a bit. But yeah, we both were down there all week, covered I don't know how many games. I know we had 12 over the first 2 days, which was just ridiculous. But we made out pretty well as far as the area teams. We'll get to that in a minute. Also going to talk a little baseball, softball. James got out to some games while we were gone. Just want to remind you, you can find this podcast every Wednesday in iTunes, Spotify, or online at preprally.djournal.com. And check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor at Midtown Point in Tupelo. Got the sausage today. We got a pepperoni today. I missed it last week. So did you. Everybody missed it because I wasn't here, so no pizza.
Yes, I did. We all missed it dearly.
So check out Pizza Doctor. Okay, let's before we get to the hoops, James, you did cover a little bit of baseball and some softball, I believe, last week. And I'm still trying to get back, and I'm trying now to get myself into spring sports mode and get a handle on who's been doing what early in the season. But what did you see last week?
So the first game I saw was last Tuesday. Ripley went to Saltillo. Saltillo came back from, I believe, I want to say 5 runs down early to end up winning that one by – six.
Baseball.
Yeah. Baseball, yes. They won that one. And then on Thursday, I saw Boonville take on Amory, and it was a very back-and-forth game because every time Amory scored, Boonville scored, and it just kind of kept going until Boonville finally came out on top. It's a little bit tough to take away a ton from either, but I will say, like, both games involved teams that I think that made it pretty far last year, especially in the case of Saltillo baseball and Boonville softball. And they're both... Everyone involved is, and really everyone in the area, is still really trying to figure themselves out. But especially like on Saltillo and Boonville's part, they showed why they can still go pretty far this year, if not maybe further.
Yeah. And how about Morville baseball? Ever since that, was it you or Brendan that covered that Kossuth game? They lost like 12-1.
That was Brendan.
Yeah. But ever since then, they're off, their bats have just been just absolutely going nuts. They scored, what, 21 on Saltillo? I think they scored 14 Monday night against Nettleton, maybe. Yeah. So they got the bats going. And Wyatt McDaniels, you know, the freshman who played quarterback for the football team this past year, looks like he's off to a good start.
He's healthy.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I saw a highlight of him jacking one over the fence from the other night, I think Monday. So he's, I think he pitches too. He's just all-around talent.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm going to try to get out to a couple of games later this week if the weather cooperates. Okay, let's recap the basketball state tournament. Of course, they had the semifinals and the finals last week in Jackson. We had 8 area teams bring home a gold ball. That's the most by far we've ever had. Now, part of that's due to the fact we now have 7 classifications, so there's 14 total titles, so increased odds. But still, the previous high was 5. We've never had more than 5 in a given season win state, and that has happened several times. But 8, and even if we hadn't gone to 7A, still probably would have had more than, I don't know if we would have had 8. We would have probably had more than 5 though. But yeah, we had, let's see, 7A Tupelo girls. We had in 4A Tishomingo girls. 3A Belmont girls, Boonville boys. 2A Ingomar swept. And then 1A Biggersville boys and Blue Mountain girls. So there you go. Some games were better than others. As far as the championship games, I thought the best games – in no particular order, were Belmont, Boonville girls. That one went down to the wire. Haley Ivey had that big steal and layup with 11 seconds left for Belmont. Bit of an upset. Boonville had beaten Belmont twice during the season, both meetings. Boonville, Cahoma County boys was really good. Went to overtime in the 3A final. Alec Nunley had a big game, had a big defensive play in overtime of that game. Ingemar, Bogachita boys went down to the end. Jack Denton had the go-ahead three-point play with, I think, 11 seconds left. Ingemar, a little bit of a surprise team this year, James. You know, I did not have them pegged before the season as a team that would contend for the two-way title. I don't know, you know, based on what you have seen over the course of the season, if you thought that, but they seemed to catch fire at the right time.
The last time I saw them, they played South Pontotoc at South Pontotoc and really didn't look like they had anything together. They are a young team, but I remember Coach Ashley telling me after that point that that's not an excuse because they have enough. They have had enough time on the court where they're experienced and they should be getting it done. After that, I believe, was when the entire region got hit with a bunch of snow and ice, and that canceled a handful of games. Ingemar came out of that, lost by 2 to Calhoun City, and didn't lose a single game the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And from what I gathered, it seems like they really put an emphasis on defense and toughness, and while also leaning on guys like JoJo Petty to be able to score a lot of points when needed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I thought Jack Denton was a huge factor, both scoring and rebounding. He had a great tournament there in Jackson, and JoJo as well. I mean, JoJo's just a sophomore. Denton's a junior. Everybody returns next year. They graduate 0 seniors. So Ingemar, to me, a little bit ahead of schedule, and that's scary for the rest of 2A for the next couple of years at least. Another great game I thought was Biggersville McAdams boys. Biggersville pulling that one out. Trey Gunn, Brooke Sego, Jathan Hatch, those guys, man, they did it in football, won state title, and they've done it now in basketball. And according to my buddy Dale Leonard, the scorekeeper for Biggersville basketball, this is only the second time a school has won a football championship and a boys basketball championship in the same school year. Philadelphia did it back in 92-93. It's a little surprising when you think about it.
Yeah.
But Biggersville, man, that's a special group they've had come through, these seniors. First-time champs, Blue Mountain girls, first time in the finals. Heck, it was their first trip to the semifinals, and they end up winning it all. And then Tisch County's girls, their first championship as well. Second trip to the finals in 3 years, and this time they pulled it out. And Reese Moore and her younger sister Meg Moore led the way. That's a really cool story with them, sisters. Winning a state title together in Reese's senior year. So, yeah, all in all, pretty good week of basketball down there, James. It was some ugly games at times. That happens in that Coliseum. Teams have trouble hitting shots just because it's such a big, cavernous place.
It's depth perception.
Yeah, it's totally a depth perception thing. You got Blue Mountain, which plays on a court in a gym that's probably one of the smallest, if not the smallest, in the state. There's almost no room in the out of bounds. I don't think the court is actually regulation width or length.
Really?
It's very tiny. As I've said, if you wear larger than like a size 10 shoe, you're probably going to step out of bounds trying to shoot a corner three in that gym. But, so they went from that to, you know, playing at the Coliseum. I think it helps having the quarterfinals like they've had in recent years in neutral sites. So they got to play at ICC, Blue Mountain did. So that's a pretty big arena too. So kind of got used to it maybe before they went to Jackson. And so congrats to all the champions, all 8 of them. Like I said, most ever from this area. Okay, let's close it out with Athletes of the Week. The nominees this week, Female Athlete of the Week, Amy Buckley of Calhoun City, Liliana Cates of Mantachie, and Nadia Norfleet of Tupelo. Male Athlete of the Week nominees, Trey Gunn of Biggersville, JoJo Petty of Ingemar, and Caden Prestige of Itawamba AHS. I'll have those polls posted on our Twitter page, at DJournalSports, so you can vote for Female and Male Athletes of the Week. And that's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us. Again, we come to you every Wednesday, and you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, or online at preprally.djournal.com. I'm on Twitter at Brad Locke. James is on there at JS Murphy Media. And we forgot to let Pod Gator say hello, so he'll just say goodbye. Okay, we'll see y'all next week.